Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marshani, and you folks know we love you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next generation of NFL stars. Apple Music, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to these featured guests. And today's guest was rumored to be, and we'll ask him if this is true, he was rumored to be the best roommate ever, the hardest working man up front, and one of the funny guys, the funniest guys he knows. That was from your teammate Aaron McAllister. Is that fair enough to say, Jalen Fisher?
Yes, sir, that's fair enough.
Yeah, he immediately responded when I texted him earlier. I said, anything positive to say about Jalen, he's coming on the program. And he immediately shot back. He said, the best roommate ever, hardest working guy up front, and one of the funniest men he knows. So you guys were roommates, I assume?
Yes, sir, we were roommates for, I want to say three years.
Wow, so you guys really got to know each other then.
Yes, sir, we did.
Awesome, awesome. So let's go rewind back. I mean, Pop Warner, Pee-wee, were you always the bigger, more athletic kid, or is that something you kind of grew into as you went into adolescence?
Growing up, I feel like I was the biggest guy out there. I know growing up, I always wanted to be a wide receiver or quarterback, but they're like, no, we're going to put you up front. And ever since, I loved it. I just loved the contact, loved the physicality, and just like it.
So I assume you probably played both sides, defense and offense, in the trenches. How did you start finding yourself and excelling at the offensive side and, lo and behold, the center position?
It was just the older guys that really helped me and molded me into the person I am. I know growing up and like getting into like that aspect of offense and defense, I know my coach was like holding me down. We had a meeting and he wanted me to really like focus on offense and develop my skills on that. Cool. I was actually left tackle and I was brought in to Charlotte as a left tackle. Coach Richardson,
oh, wow,
one of the old offense I had, he was like, hey, we're going to move you aside. Realistically, like, you're not going to play tackle because you're, like, 6'2". So he moved me aside, and ever since then, I've just been playing center for Charlotte.
Yeah, I mean, you became the staple. I mean, the 49er fans are going to miss seeing number 68 do your thing. I mean, you became the centerpiece, playing center, and absent of the quarterback. I mean, you are the eyes and ears of the offense. I mean, you're kind of like the protection for everybody, and everything kind of flows through you to the guy behind you. So you start playing center, you know, you have success, you build out a niche, you're at the Hula Bowl, you're at the College Gridiron Showcase, teams, they identify that you have a unique skill set. For you personally, Jalen, when do you kind of get the sense that what you're doing on a Saturday can allow you the opportunity to possibly make a living on Sunday in the National Football League?
Just my work ethic, how hard I work. I always told I was, like, a hard worker for as long as I've been playing, and like I just want to develop and get better as a person on and off the field. So just having that mentality will just take me a long way, and having that support system.
Yeah. You come across as a calm, laid back type guy. I mean, when do you flip that switch and you become this ferocious, tenacious offensive lineman?
I just start in the locker room once like we getting ready. You'll see, like, a different side of me, but off the field, I'm just really chill, like, really laid back.
Yeah, and like I said, really, you come back as just a big, fun-loving dude that, you know, and, you know, it's hard to imagine, you know, I mean, all you guys come all across usually, I mean, but it's just, it's fun, guys like yourself who seem a little bit more relaxed, you know, but you're so ferocious on the field. So for you, you're at the Hula Bowl, you're at the College Gridiron Showcase. What was that experience like? I mean, you know, it's the first time that scouts get to meet you, you get to meet scouts, and you get to, you know, look them in the eye and get to know who you are as a man. What was that experience like?
Amazing. Like, I was so, like, starstruck. Like, just growing up watching Oklahoma or the Denver Broncos, Steelers, just teams like that, it just really caught my eye, caught my attention. And it was like, while it's here, like, it was different.
Nice. And I've been asking all the guys. Go ahead.
Oh, my fault. I was just saying, like, words can't describe, like, how I felt that night, just actually, like, talking to all the scouts and just seeing everybody.
Nice. And I asked this, I mean, any positive feedback? I mean, anything that kind of, you know, helped you even focus harder on accomplishing this dream?
I know for most scouts, I had a lot of positive feedbacks, like saying that I'm a chill guy, nice guy, off the field, take care of business. What else? Getting to, like, game field, they know I'm good as far as, like, communicating on the field, seeing, like, where the blitz is coming from and stuff like that. So from that aspect, I feel like I'm good.
Nice. And I ask this. I mean, this is one of the staple questions of the show. I mean, I always say, if we throw you in the film room, Jalen, you're breaking down tape with your potential hires of the NFL scouts. What are they going to love about you? What are those unique qualities that you bring to the center position that are going to help you get drafted?
They're going to like my IQ of the game and how I identify it in the defense. So, for instance, I know, like, as for centers, we're like, next to the QB as far as, like, what we have to read and whatnot. So, just break it down, like, how I can break down film and see, like, where the blitzes are coming from. I feel like they'll love that most about me.
Can you take us through, does anything come off the top of your head where you're in position, you're getting ready to snap, you're looking around, you're trying to diagnose what the defense is doing, and lo and behold, you recognize what's about to come and you signal to your quarterback somehow that, hey, danger's coming, let's do this. You call the play, he changes the play, and then success is the next path towards it?
Yeah, we'll have to work that out on the sideline, but I'll give him, like, a hand signal, and so I'll take you to, like, the first part. So, originally, like, once I get up to the line, I call out, like, the defense, four down, three down, or whatnot, and I'll point out to who we're working to. Now, if we're seeing, like, one safety high and one safety low, immediately, like, your mind goes off and seeing, like, something's going to come from that low safety side. So I'll give him a hand signal and identify that, flip the protection if it's pass pro, if we run it towards it, make our adjustments and push it to him. So
awesome. I love it. I love when we get a little bit more in depth into the game. What goes unnoticed? Anything? I mean, you know, team captain, film junkie, weight room warrior, community service. I mentioned earlier before we went live, you know, could be the offense you ran. It didn't allow you to do certain things. I mean, you know, you only can do what's required of you. Is there anything that you need to get to these scouts that they won't see on tape that can still help you make a 53-man roster?
I feel like everybody got it pinned to point out how athletic I am for my size. So having them see that, that's big time, just knowing that I'm athletic for the size I am.
Fair enough. And helping you become even more athletic, you've been training down at Boost. What's that experience like? And I'm curious, have you added weight, shed weight, remained what you were at Charlotte? What's been the prognosis in terms of you just weight training and getting bigger, stronger, faster?
Oh, that process has been amazing. I like what doing with us during his workout programs and speed sessions he have us go through. I know that we did like our own little pro day at Boost, and they was filming me doing the vert, and like I got so many responses like, "Oh, dang, Jalen, you're getting big. You look like you gained some muscle mass and stuff like that. So I didn't even notice it, but like having them like just reach out to me saying like you're getting bigger, it's like,
yeah,
I can actually see it. But as far as weight, I've been gaining weight and trying to maintain a healthy figure.
Fair enough, man. And like I said, like Jordan, I mean, there's so many positive facilities out there, but Boost definitely, and what they bring to the table. Like I said, you're definitely in good hands. How about this outside of the game of football, X's and O's and training? And I mean, how do you like to spend your off time? I mean, what other things do you love about life and what do you love doing with it?
I like spending my time with my family. I'm a big family person. I emphasize that the most. I like spending time with my girlfriend. And other than that, I'm really just laid back, chill. I watch movies. I play video games during off times. I know the movie theaters is like really closed right now, but you'll catch me in there every time, like during the weekends. So I love watching movies and stuff like that.
So all genres of movies?
Yeah, all genres. I like action, comedian. I like a little bit of Western.
Okay.
What else? Yeah, I like them all.
Yeah, fair enough. Right now, off the top of your head, if you got done training tonight and you could just sit back and relax and watch a film, what do you want to put on the television and watch?
I'll probably say Martin.
That's a great
Martin
show.
Martin Lawrence. Yeah, I like that show.
Yeah, I mean, that was actually on TV when I was growing up. So it was like one of our state, you know, we would just watch it then, you know, now it's syndicated and you watch it through the stuff. But yeah, I mean, yeah, that brings back memories.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey man, we're almost out of time, but we always like to leave our guests and you as well with some lighthearted off the wall questions. We call them three and out. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Well, we know you and Aaron McAllister were roommates for 3 or 4 years. We might as well just have some fun with that. Who was the dirtier roommate between the both of you?
The dirtier? I feel like we wasn't dirty at all. We all like took care of our stuff. Like if we had to cook or something one night, I feel like once we are done eating and whatnot, we'll clean our dishes and everything. So. As far as dirty, we've never been dirty.
All right. Who's a better cook between you two?
Me.
So if you're having your girlfriend over for a nice meal, what's the go-to meal that you're going to prepare for?
Steak, potatoes, and some broccoli.
Fair enough. Nice. You never can go wrong with those three things. How about this one? Usually offensive linemen are the bigger eaters, the bigger guys on the team, if you will. Who was the biggest eater of that Charlotte 49ers offensive line unit, and what was one of the more crazy meals that you've seen somebody throw down?
I'm going to have to go with Ashton Gist. He had like a little – he was hungry that day. I feel like he had two hot dogs. This is like in the cafeteria, like two hot dogs. We had that night with spaghetti, pizza, and I think he finished it off with dessert. Dessert it was, but he can eat.
I guess, yeah, that's a lot of different stuff to all pile into one plate. And the final one,
yeah.
I guess kind of sticking with food, who's the best cook in your family, Jalen, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate draft weekend? I'm sure that's a weekend where you're going to be with family and friends, but what would you like that person to make as you celebrate this day?
It has to be my mother and her pecan pie. I love her pecan pie.
See, that has to be dynamite.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, when you guys come on the program and you guys mention something unique like pecan pie or like, you know, somebody will mention yams, you know when it's that staple dish where it's that special, man. So, well, I assume that she's going to she's going to prepare that as you celebrate this weekend and this next football journey. But we are running out of time. But, Jalen, hey, fantastic career. We appreciate you stopping by, and we always say stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you sharing some of your time with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
No problem at all. Anytime, my man. Once again, that is Jalen Fisher, the Charlotte 49ers standout offensive lineman. He's 2020 All-Conference. Like I said, this kid really brings it, and he mentioned that athleticism. And that, like I said, nice seeing him down to CGS. You know, some of these guys, you know, you see the Hula Bowl, you know, was out there, good impression. And like I said, a lot to like about this young man. And you know, and for you folks out listening, we always like when these guys come on, lots of times when we get done doing the show, we start looking at teams at the next level who are, you know, just, I mean, right off the top of my head, I think of Marquise Pouncey retiring and the Steelers, you know, could, you know, they're going to be in the market for a replacement and guys that they can develop. And, you know, a guy like Jalen Fisher, you know, I always just start thinking about teams where these guys could end up. But, hey, that we won't know that till the end of April. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.